The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's Community Radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go. Da, 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 da. I was enjoying that. WTBR 89.7. You'll feel like you're in heaven.
Ooh, very good.
We will entertain you. We will not disdain you. And I have no idea where that came from, because that has nothing to do with anything. When you say disdain.
But that's part of the show.
No, it just rhymes. That's all. You grab a word in your head that rhymes, and
yeah,
while you're waiting for that word to come up, you're saying to yourself, no, that word doesn't fit. That doesn't work. But now time's gone by, and you have to put a word in there. And so you pick the word that rhymes, and it doesn't make any sense.
How fast. Just like instantaneous
that
thought
goes. It's just nuts. So do you have do you have toenail fungus? Well, that's a personal question.
I'd rather not answer.
Well, we'll talk about that later.
Really?
Yeah.
Do we have to?
Yeah, well, yeah, we're going to talk about that for just a moment. But right now, I'm Lynn.
I'm Bev.
And together, with or without toenail fungus, we are
Stuff.
And we are here every Thursday morning at 8:30 in the morning. We know, did I say Thursday? Yes.
Yes, you did.
We know you have your coffee and your Danish or your eggs or your fruit or your yogurt
or maybe tea. I love eggs.
I love eggs too.
Yeah.
And just hope that you enjoy listening to us. Shout out to all of our good friends that listen and come in.
But if you don't, you turn us off, we can't tell.
Right, we can't tell. So, whatever. It could be just one of you. It's okay. Hi, Patty. just one faithful. Well, and Mary. She's faithful every single week. But before we continue, I just want to say that until the end of the year, if you go to Wendy's and you order something, you have to order online or through your app, you get, yes, Wendy's free chicken nuggets. Not chicken McNuggets.
Okay.
Chicken nuggets every order until December 31st.
But why?
2023. Well, they probably had a lot of them frozen somewhere.
Ooh, that makes it real appetizing.
Well, you know, it's all about money. They must have figured out the cost of the McNuggets, again, coupled with, okay, if we get people to come in here to get the nuggets, how much do you think they're going to spend to get the nuggets? And, you know, they have to have someone who figured it all out. And
admin.
You know, like an actuary. You know, you get somebody who's going to figure all out, you know, when you're going to die. And, well, that doesn't have anything to do with chicken. But
now, well, it does to the chicken.
So if you would like to get free nuggets, order some meal on the app. And I'm not a proponent of Wendy's. We aren't.
It's not a commercial.
No. I happen to have read it online.
But what are you going to do if it's a hoax?
Oh, I don't think it is.
But what if it was?
Well, then I I guess I'm not to blame, because I found it online, and it was a news story, and now you're making me wonder. Maybe during the break I'm going to go to Wendy's website. So if you happen to go to Wendy's and this is not true, please don't be mad at me. I'm just trying to pass on what I did see.
Okay.
Yeah.
At your own risk.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you have a disclaimer?
No, but I have a true or false.
Do you want to play the one that you played earlier?
No.
Oh, okay.
This one actually has let's see, two true and one false.
One false.
A giraffe's neck only has 7 vertebrae. A week contains 158 hours. The most abundant element in the Earth's crust is oxygen.
You know, I'm tempted to look one up.
No, I'm not going to.
Because the week and 158 hours, Mark can do that in his head.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. I could write it all down, though.
I did it in my head, but it took me a minute.
Did it? Oh, no, I can't. I have to write it down. I have to see it.
Okay.
But the L of the crust, oxygen. All right. How about some holidays?
Key.
Okay, Thursday the 30th is Computer Science Day, and maybe that's even today while you're listening to this, but maybe it's not. We aren't to blame, so whatever you're listening to, just listen to it and enjoy it, and just understand that the holidays are what they are, and we're going to read them as we go.
Notice the other person said all that.
Mm-hmm. December 1st, Friday, Eat a Red Apple Day. Eat a red apple.
Oh, most of them are.
Well, Granny Smith is green.
Is it? Okay.
December 2nd, Saturday, Fritter Day. Have you ever eaten a fritter?
A fritter?
Like a corn fritter?
Oh, yeah, they're
good.
They are good.
Dip them in honey. I like them dipped in honey. Mm-hmm. The third Sunday, Make a Gift Day. There you go. Make a gift for someone.
How about for yourself?
Oh, no. 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 It's for someone else.
All right.
The fourth Monday is Wear Brown Shoes Day.
I have.
I wear brown shoes a lot. And Snickers. 5 Tuesday is the Day of Ninja. Are you into that kind of thing?
Not really.
No, not me either. Okay. December 6th, Wednesday, Put on Your Own Shoes Day. The 6th is also Microwave Oven Day. You like that day. That day is every day.
That day is every day.
And the 7th Thursday is Letter Writing Day.
Just
for those of you who don't really know what letter writing is.
It's usually cursive.
And it's with a pen or a pencil.
Mm-hmm. You have to physically do it.
And you have to put it in an envelope.
Stamp.
And mail it to someone.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It gets there
to yourself.
3 to 7 days, depending.
Depends on, yeah.
So all the news you wrote will be old news. But that's how it was done.
Do you still do it?
No. Well, I send cards.
Yeah, but I do that electronically.
So
I should do... Okay.
You know, you go to the dollar store if you like to send cards. They're only a dollar. Sometimes they're 2 for $1.
Well, I get to send
so many
of them for only like $20 a year.
For the whole year. Yeah. And they're animated.
There's some of them, yeah.
Oh, sometimes I rewind them or I start them over again and I watch again. I see. Did I miss the teapot? Where was the teapot before it was on the table?
When I can see what I'm going to be doing when I go home.
Yeah, when the teapot pours the tea and then there's the one with a little deer and a little...
Yeah.
It's really, really, really sweet. They're really sweet. Okay, so those are the holidays and we talk about the sweetness and all of that. Speaking of sweet... I don't know. Toenail fungus.
God, I'm ready to throw up.
So I looked up a bunch of stuff to do with duct tape.
And
place, maybe I wrote where I got it from.
I haven't eaten yet. Don't.
This is just Googling what to do with duct tape. A reader told the duct tape guys that they cleared up toenail fungus with duct tape. They applied duct tape to the toenail to prevent from losing it, and it seemed to work. Now, I have a question. This can be dissected, not in a gross way. They cleared up the toenail fungus with duct tape. They applied it to a toenail to prevent from losing it, and it seemed to work.
Yeah.
So did the duct tape just hold the toenail on there so that it didn't fall off? Or did it actually clear up the fungi?
She's
having
sick.
Some serious trouble over there.
That's just
okay. That's all right. We'll talk about warts in a minute.
Oh.
Okay.
Why did I come in today? I haven't slept for 10 days because if that would be too long. I accidentally swallowed some Scrabble tiles. My next trip to the bathroom could spell disaster. I was so surprised when the stationery store moved. And the baby knew she was ready to be born because she was running out of womb.
And it's really funnier when you say it like that. We do have to do a show sometime in voices with accents. We have to.
I can do that.
We can, yeah.
I can figure out how to do that somehow.
Yeah, we can make our list.
I mean, you do it too. I hear you do it. I hear you.
You can make a duct. It's actually duct.
Oh, D-U-C-T?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Tape drink holder in your car if you need to. You get a full roll of duct tape. And you put it on the center floorboard in your vehicle.
Yeah.
It works great as a cup holder, and it's sticky enough on the side of the roll that it stays put.
Yeah.
And you just put your cup in the center of the roll of duct tape.
Let me give you about 300 reasons that ain't going to work.
I picture it in a truck because a lot of the older trucks have that center piece that's got rug on it. And
I
know, but the
tape is not wide enough.
Well, you get a
big, thick
roll.
Or you double them up, maybe.
You double them up. Mm. Look at you.
Look at mine.
Oh, yours is huge.
That won't fit.
No. Well, the bottom might, depending on the size of the roll.
But then it would tip.
Possibly. You're right. We'll scratch this idea. All right.
Sorry to ruin your fun. I asked my dad for his best dad joke, and he said, you.
Oh. Oh.
If Whole Foods sells sliced apples, is it false advertising?
Huh? Oh. All right. Is there anyone out there that did not catch that? I won't even have her repeat it. I'll just say, what's that? Oh, her phone is quacking.
Yeah, I hope it's my computer's ready, but we won't know. Hey, I just replaced the cat litter with 99 packages of Pop Rocks. Now we wait.
That'd be funny. I wonder if they would pop enough to scare your cat.
I think that's the reason we would try it.
To scare the cat or to just
to
hear
watch
the sound?
Your jump or something?
You could sprinkle them right on the litter. You wouldn't even have to fill the whole box with that.
That's right. That's
you could just sprinkle it on the top.
They are fun.
They are. Have you ever eaten them?
Uh-huh.
It's pretty interesting.
It is.
It's kind of like eating a crushed up Alka-Seltzer. In a way, sort of. Not really, but sort of, maybe.
Okay.
Hey, I heard that Walt Disney's body was frozen.
Really?
Yeah.
The whole body? Not just the head?
I don't know. That'd be kind of weird.
Some people do it.
So it says that people have actually believed for decades that just before his death, Walt Disney was frozen. And it says he wasn't. He just wasn't.
Okay.
The story was started by a reporter for a 1960s tabloid that would make the National Enquirer look like the Wall Street Journal. The reporter claimed that he disguised himself as an orderly and went into a storage closet down the hall from Disney's hospital room. There he saw Walt equipped. He was in a metal tube, and he said that he was in there frozen. But the question is, how did he see through a metal tube?
hot, you know, it was frozen and not just, you know, anything else.
Rumors persisted thanks to some Disney cast members who would play along to mess with the guests.
That's
it says
evil.
Here, on one of my earliest visits to Epcot, a cast member told me his head was kept in the Coca-Cola sponsored Club Cool, whatever that is.
I have no idea.
I don't either. But would you be frozen if you could?
No.
Me either.
No.
Because would you want to come back?
No.
Me either.
Well, actually,
no. Well, you think about it. Say you get frozen for 200 years. You come back and there's nobody.
There was a good book I read that about, pines, something in the pines. And it was a scary story, and this guy was so good. And he did something similar to waking back up in other times and living. If I could only remember the name of the book, I'd tell you it's good. It's good.
It is good.
There's three. It's a triple trilogy.
And it's all the same story, though?
Yeah.
And all the trilogy, it all connects together.
Yeah.
And it's scary.
It's good. Something about In the Pines.
In the Pines. Mm. You'll have to let me know because you're making me want to read it.
It was really good.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But you had to think while you were reading
it. Oh, I can't read it then.
What is five toes but isn't your foot?
I don't know.
Mine,
yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When I'm bored, I send a text to a random number saying, I hid the body, now what? Really had my heart set on waking up rich today.
Oh.
I can't be held responsible for what my face does when you talk.
Oh. Okay. I do like the one that says to text a random number and say, I
just hid the body.
I hid the body. Now what?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's funny. So you can make, and I saw a picture of this. I only wish you could all see it.
Okay.
It's absolutely, it's really cute.
Uh-huh.
It's holiday footwear made of duct tape. So if you go online and you're interested
so
to take a look.
So do you stick the tape right to your foot?
Well, sort of. Not really, no. That would be no.
Shoo.
So this is a site called Duct Tape Guys.
Yeah.
And they put together an encyclopedia of uses for duct tape.
Okay.
That's where I got these.
Uh-huh.
They had a reader make shoes to go with her holiday party dress because she couldn't find anything like it.
So she used gray duct tape?
She used different colors duct tape and actually created a shoe that she could put her foot in and close it up around her ankle. And it was like an open sandal type high heel shoe.
Huh.
And it's really, really cute. And there is a picture of it on Duct Tape Guys. And this is really a cute website because there's a lot of really clever ideas. One holiday, my daughter made a skirt and a top out of duct tape. And it was really cute.
I like the popsicle ones.
The popsicle ones?
Yeah, because they show you how you can put popsicle sticks together to make different shapes and stuff and boxes.
With duct tape?
No, just glue.
Oh.
But it's a craft. You just have a handful of popsicle sticks or what look like them, and you can glue them together to make different
things.
Yeah, those are fun.
Wonder if you could build yourself a shed.
It would take a while.
You could cover it with duct tape. It'd be waterproof. Hey, what a project.
Oh, my gosh.
You'd get a news story and then Berkshire Eagle.
I could do that to my birdcage and then she could go outside.
There you go.
Now that she's alone.
Yes, she's alone. She's alone?
Yes. He did something, I don't know what, but he's been gone for a while now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm thinking about buying a fake one and putting it in with her so she won't be lonely.
A fake duck? A fake bird?
Yeah. Like a little parakeet.
A fake one?
Yeah. Maybe she'll think it's him and he's back.
Why don't you just get a real one?
Because they may not get along. I bought these two together because they did get along.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well, you'll know soon enough.
Well, don't want to bury another one.
Can't you get a? Can you get one cage next to another cage and have one in each cage and see how they react to each other, and then after a while put them together? I don't think that your little bird would be unlonely with a stuffed bird as a friend.
If she wanted to beat it up, she could.
Yeah. Does she do that kind of thing?
She did to him.
Oh, she killed him?
No.
Oh.
She was just a little rough around the
edges. Oh, she kind of beat him up.
She's bigger than he was.
Okay, she killed him.
No, she didn't. Listen to this. Where is this show going? I don't know.
You can remove pet hair with duct tape.
I know.
Yeah.
It does work.
Yeah. A sponge or cloth wrapped in duct tape works for getting into the corners. You can put duct tape around a paint roller and make your own lint roller with the duct tape, and then you just add more tape as the hair starts to fill up.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you're done, you just throw it away.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good way.
Mm-hmm.
You could do that on your bird.
Mm-mm.
Can you picture that?
No.
All the feathers being...
No,
your poor little naked little bird in the cage.
I probably could do that with all of the feathers that come out of the cage.
There you go. There you go. You put duct tape on the bottom of the bird cage to collect all the stuff.
And then the bird can't fly.
Well, can't have everything.
Always be careful when you follow the masses. Sometimes the M is silent.
Oh, gee.
Peace is not what everyone agrees. It's when we can respect our disagreements and still play in the sandbox together.
Well.
I'm never sure if I actually have free time or I just keep forgetting stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And word of the day? Exhaustipated. Too tired to give up.
Exhaustipated. Okay. Warts. Have you ever had a wart?
Uh-huh.
You can eliminate a wart with duct tape.
I did it with a Band-Aid.
Did you? The sticky part or the...
No, I just put a Band-Aid over it.
Just put a Band-Aid on it?
Yeah.
Archives of Pediatrics and Adolescent Medicine says duct tape proved more effective at treating warts than having them frozen off.
Somebody said that hurts.
To have them frozen off?
Yeah.
I've never had that done.
No.
No, I don't know. But... It would sting, I would think.
Yeah.
I've had a mole zapped.
Really?
And that hurt.
Did just I for, sound excited about that?
Just for a second. No, a mole on my face. Speaking of moles, duct tape has even saved the lives of plants as people have left stories of mending broken branches of your plants in your garden with duct tape.
Say that again.
You can save your plants. So if you have a broken branch, you can fix it with duct tape and it will heal itself. Duct tape is fascinating stuff. It's magical. It's magical.
I'm just going to let her go on for however long she
I wonder
can
if
do
we
that.
Put it all over our faces and our necks and everything, we'd get, you know, it would take wrinkles away. Oh, can you? I can't even imagine having duct tape all over my face and then having to pull it off.
I don't want to be in the same room.
No, I won't. I won't do it. I won't do it. Oh, la, 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 la.
I remember being able to get up without making sound effects.
Oh. It's true. It's so true.
After listening to his owner drone on for hours, Ralph suddenly realized he was not cut out to be an emotional support dog. Not to brag or anything, but I can forget what I'm doing while I'm doing it. And I did that, mostly.
Hmm? What? Did we take a break yet?
Not quite.
See? I forgot.
Dear autocorrect, I'm getting a bit tired of your shirt.
Oh, got it. I got it.
I never know which restroom to use in Scotland.
I never know which restroom to use in Scotland.
Mm-hmm. Think about it.
In Scotland.
They wear kilts.
Oh. I wonder why they wear kilts. Do you know?
Not really. It's just a fashion, I suppose.
I wonder if they put shorts on underneath.
Some do, some don't. Depends on how drafty you want to be.
Are you watching Survivor?
No.
Oh, okay. I just thought it just came into my head, okay. Just like that.
Okay.
Just like that. There's a disease that causes you to remember every single day of your life. Did you know that?
Oh, my gosh.
I've heard of this.
I don't want it.
Ask someone what they were doing on this exact day 8 years ago, and most people wouldn't have a clue. People with hyperthymesia, however, can tell you exactly to the minute. Hypothymesia is rare.
But how do they prove it?
So far, there's 33 people who can recall every detail about every day of their lives, usually starting from a specific date in their youth. Because the condition is so uncommon, experts do not yet have enough information to theorize a cause or a cure. Now, remember the girl who was on Taxi? She had red hair on the show Taxi.
Yeah. I can see her.
I know. I can hear you screaming it out. I can hear you all. Not Hemingway.
No.
Muriel. Anyway. She has that. She was on a talk show a long time ago, and she can.
But how do you
she
prove
can remember?
It?
Well, she can remember things that happened in history that day, the date. She can remember everything.
I don't want to because not everything was hunky dory.
Well, yeah, but you still remember those.
I don't want to.
I know, but this day and time, this is crazy. Yeah,
that
it's
oh,
called
I
hyperthymesia.
Gosh. Mm. To get rid of unwanted junk during the holidays, put it in an Amazon box and leave it on the porch.
Oh. Oh. But you need a label.
Put it in an Amazon box.
Okay.
And just leave it there. Somebody will see the word Amazon
oh,
and grab
it. Oh, and steal it.
Yeah.
Well, that's not good. That'd be funny to put things that are really gross.
I've reached that age where my brain goes from, you probably shouldn't say that, to, let's see what happens. I guess that's me all over.
Yes, yes. There's a disease that gives you a rash from your cell phone.
Oh, no, this is not good news.
Imagine getting a headache or breaking out in a rash anytime you step near a cell phone, Wi-Fi router, or any other device that emits an electromagnetic field. Believe it or not, some people experience exactly that every day. Due to its controversial reputation in the medical community, electromagnetic hypersensitivity was not officially recognized by the World Health Organization until 2004. Experts argue that no link has been confirmed between electromagnetic fields and sufferers' unpleasant reactions. The true cause, however, has yet to be found. So it's saying that people break out in a rash when they get too close to a cell phone or a Wi-Fi router or any other device that emits an electromagnetic field.
So they wouldn't be able to come into a radio station.
I wouldn't think so.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh,
But, you know, we hold those cell phones up against our ears and
our cheeks and, yeah.
20 years from now, let's see what happens.
If I'm here, I don't care.
I know.
If you see your glass is half empty, pour it into a smaller glass.
I like that. That's my favorite today.
When I ask for directions, please don't use words like east.
Yeah.
The tree by that white house with the purple door. Yeah.
Where the mailbox used to be.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. And people know I never say that, first of all. And when people say that to me,
People, listen.
Most people do not immediately know east, south, north, and west when
Unless
you're giving
it's
directions.
On a car dash.
Right. Just know that you have to say, you know, take a right, go down that street, pass the McDonald's, take a left.
But please say it to men because they won't ask for directions half the time.
No, most of the time.
Yeah.
Why is that, men?
Because they think that the other man who does have the directions has one up on them.
Oh.
It's an ego thing.
Oh, we're going to get blasted.
I don't care. Nobody wants to be inferior.
No.
Sometimes you just have to be done. Not mad, not upset, just done.
Did you just read that, or are you just saying that out of your own head?
Both.
Oh! Just done.
Just done.
Not mad.
Nope. Just
done. I get it.
Yep.
Just done.
When I was young, I was poor, but after years of hard work, homes, and painstaking work, I'm no longer young.
Ooh. Ooh. See, you need to understand. Right now, her head is on the desk. She's laughing so hard, you can't hear. Oh, there it is. Have you ever had a craving to eat paint or dirt?
Yes.
You have?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
You had a craving to eat paint or dirt?
Dirt. When I was a kid, I ate mud pies.
Oh, a kid. You ate dirt?
Yeah.
Oh, now we know. That's the reason. That's what happened. It's the dirt eating. It's the eating of the dirt. Yeah, it's a dirt. Well, guess what? Like a magpie, a bird known to eat almost anything. That's what I'm going to call you, magpie, right after the break.
Oh, yes!
You
89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union. Proud to support high school arts and sports programs. Greylock Federal. Opportunity grows here. With locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from Thunderdome Strength and Conditioning, committed to helping you reach your full potential. Find out what Ray can get done for you. Contact Ray at 551-264-3370 or find them online at thunderdomestrengthandconditioning.com. Support for WTBR comes from MyCom Federal Credit Union, 101 Fenn Street in Pittsfield, where their mission is to continue to promote the principle of people helping people while providing services that meet the diverse and ever-changing needs of their membership. MyCom Federal Credit Union, online at mycomcu.org. And, do you need help heating your home? Berkshire Community Action Council may be able to help. The Fuel Assistance Program is accepting new applications beginning November 1st. This program assists with your primary heating source, including all heating types. Once you're eligible for fuel assistance, you're also eligible for a discount on your electric bill. Go to bcacinc.org for more information.
It's a revolution!
Yeah, baby, yeah!
89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield.
So you've never had dirt?
No. No, I have never eaten dirt, not that I know of. I've never eaten dirt.
I thought everybody did at least once.
No, I can't say. So people can email us at
stuffingforus@gmail.com.
And let us know if you've ever eaten dirt or have a craving to eat dirt or paint.
And well, paint, no, because it smells.
Remember when we had edible paste in school?
Sure.
We had paste, and
sure.
It was okay. I know kids that ate that.
Yeah.
I never ate the paste. It's probably why I don't eat oatmeal.
My gosh. Where is the connection on
the
that?
The texture.
Okay.
Texture.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's why some people don't like bananas.
Texture.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or they can eat ripe bananas, not quite ripe bananas,
yes.
But when they get ripe, and that's how I am. I can't
I
eat them when they're ripe. Yeah.
Yep.
So there's a disease if you crave paint or dirt.
I just felt a draft.
I did too. They just must have turned down the air.
Oh.
We have to have air conditioning in this room, so we freeze a lot, but it's a very good reason. It's because all the electronics in here have to stay cool.
Yep.
Like the magpie, a bird known to eat almost anything, people with pica syndrome are not picky eaters. Sufferers crave and ingest unappetizing items, including paint, clay, chalk, soap, plaster, and dirt.
Peanut butter and mayonnaise.
Oh, my gosh. No, I would eat that. As well as more edible raw goods like rice or flour. To be diagnosed with pica, it's P-I-C-A, cravings must be continuous for over a month.
Oh.
Symptoms are seen most commonly in pregnant women or children. Some suspect the syndrome is caused by a mineral deficiency, but experts do not agree on the cause or the cure.
Huh.
Now, when you ate dirt, did you actually pick it up and eat it?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
And swallowed it?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
It was good at the time. I don't see anything wrong with it. I don't do it a lot, and I don't do it all the time.
But you still do it a little bit?
No.
Oh, okay.
I haven't. It's only, you know, if you wash your fruit off.
Okay.
You know.
All right. Lie down on this couch. Put your feet up. Relax. Let's talk.
But I never would do clay or paint.
No. I told you when I went to that insane asylum when we were on vacation, and they had a woman who had eaten all kinds of things like buttons and pins,
yes,
and screws,
yes,
and
yes,
and yeah. And then when she died, they got it all out and they put it in. They made a collage. They made a
that is so.
She ate snaps off of clothing. She ate the little metal things on sneakers, little round hole thing. Yeah, yeah, all that stuff, and it stayed in her stomach.
Dang.
Yeah. No wonder she died. I mean, really.
It's a wonder it lasted as long as she did.
Yeah. There was an old lady who swallowed a fly. You know, that whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
She had all that stuff. She had a cow and a horse. And
hey, do you know that...
But not paint or dirt.
No. We will always be friends until we are old and senile, and then we can become new friends. When I was a kid, my parents would always say, "Excuse my French," after a swear word. I'll never forget my first day at school when my teacher asked if any of us knew French.
What is the funniest thing you can remember when you were in, like, grammar school? Is there a story that sticks out in your head?
Yeah, but they're not funny.
I don't want to stick out in your head. They're not funny?
No. Like a kid that fell on the desk and cut his head open.
No. No. I meant something funny.
Watching my sister get yelled at because she tore up my book.
I can see this isn't going anywhere that I wanted it to go.
Recess was over, but I wasn't done eating.
Recess was over, but you weren't done eating.
Because I couldn't go out to recess. I had to stay in.
Oh, you had to stay in.
Yeah, because
so you didn't get to go out.
Slow eater, yeah.
Because you're a slow eater.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're getting better. It's getting a little bit better.
Why, do you have something?
Oh, my gosh, it's the story of my life. Well, I had the day when I, you know, we went to school, we couldn't wear pants. I was in, like, second grade, not underpants. I know where you're, we couldn't wear slacks. There was no such thing as jeans or
trousers. No.
We couldn't wear dungarees, is what they were called. We couldn't wear trousers. We couldn't wear slacks.
Okay.
So we had to wear dresses. So I think I was in first or second grade.
Yes.
And where all the little girls and little boys were in the classroom, and we were playing toss the ball.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, someone came to the door of our classroom and said to the teacher, we need to see if all the girls have their slip on today, because we all wear slips.
Yeah.
Everybody wore a slip.
Okay.
And so they had all the boys turn around and all the girls line up, and we had to all lift up our skirts a little bit to show that we did have our...
This is for true?
Yeah. That we did have our slip on. Well, I didn't lift mine because I didn't have my slip. And they said to me, Lynn, why don't you have a slip on today? And I said, my mommy didn't give me one. So then the next chapter, they go upstairs to where my sister's classroom is, because she's 5 years older, and brought her down. And it was discovered that my mother did give me a slip, according to my sister. What happened was, earlier in the day, my slip strap broke. So I went to the girl's room and took off my slip and hid it behind the garbage pail.
Okay.
The janitor found it. So they were now going to the classrooms to find out whose slip it was. And it turned out that it was mine.
So what does that have to do with not wearing trousers?
Well, that everyone wore a dress, so everyone,
all the girls
in the classes where, you know, it looked like that was the size, the
That's
proper
so
size.
Strange.
Yeah. That was more of a, what would you call that?
I thought you were going to talk about the other kind of pants.
No. Just all these little goofy things did happen to me in school just because...
You had a private...
I was goofy. Why wouldn't I just, you know, ask the teacher for a pin to fix my slip? Think about it. So I took it off and hid it behind the garbage pail.
But if one strap was still there, why take it off?
Because I... Well, there you go.
This is the weirdest conversation I think we've had for a while.
I just thought that we would have one. I know.
But apparently I had this.
You do.
This really bad.
You. Well, I didn't really think you'd talk about somebody smashing their head open.
Well, she did.
Yeah.
He did. The teacher went so white.
Really?
Yeah, she's
Bet. And heads bleed a lot.
Yeah, she never came back.
She didn't?
No.
Would she go into a coma?
No. She just walked out of the room and never came back.
Ever?
Ever.
That was her last time in your class?
Yep.
What?
We had to wear gloves and little white dresses and black shoes.
Why?
Because it was that kind of a school.
You had to wear gloves during your class?
White gloves.
During class?
Mm-hmm. Well, you took them off when you started writing and stuff, but you had to have
put them
with
on.
You. This is so strange. I'm going back in time.
We're going back in time again. Lay on that couch and let's talk about it.
It's so cute.
The human eye is so sensitive that if the earth were flat and it was a dark night, a candle flame could be seen from 30 miles away.
Behind the trees and the houses
Well, no. I just happened to look down and I saw that and I thought, this will break the chain that we're, break the track that
Guess
we're on.
Not. Fun fact, and don't get mad, guys. Fun fact, women spend more time wondering what men are thinking than men spend actually thinking. Because every time you ask them, what are you thinking about? Oh, nothing.
Nothing. Thinking about nothing. We've talked about this. We've discussed this. The nothing box. They have a nothing box, and we don't have a nothing box.
No, we have an open and shut box. It's just constantly going.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't afford to take the kids to SeaWorld, so I took them to the fish market and said, shh, they're sleeping. I was drinking a beer and the bartender yelled, anyone know CPR? I yelled, I know the entire alphabet. And we all laughed and laughed. Well, except for this one guy.
Oh. When.
Okay. Good.
So, did you. Have you ever had a bird fall out of a nest?
Actually, Greg went golfing one day and it hit the nest and the bird came out? Yeah.
Alive?
No.
Oh, well, let me rephrase. Have you ever put a live bird back in the nest?
No.
Well, there are some things you just know, even if you don't know that you know them. This is one of those things.
Okay.
Birds do not recognize their young by smell.
Nope.
So there's no reason they would abandon their fledglings.
Aww.
If you can put the baby bird back in the nest,
do it.
It may not be a good idea to do so.
Why?
While a parent bird will not reject the little one, it's perfectly natural for them to wander away from the nest.
Oh, this is getting sad.
It is also likely that its parents are watching from a distance. So and I don't really get it.
I don't know. No.
I don't really get it.
Okay.
Even if the baby, if you can't, don't put it back in. So are they saying that they'll go pick it up? The parents will go pick up the little bird?
I don't know.
Well, let's talk about this.
No.
If you found a little bird alive and you looked up and there was a nest.
I would put it back.
I would put it back. So would you pick it up with your bare hands? Or put on the little gloves you wore to school?
If I had gloves on, I would pick it up with the gloves. If I didn't have gloves on, I'd pick it up with the hands. I don't know.
But you might get pecked with the little beak.
Oh, this is a long shot.
Very interesting and educational show.
What do you do when you see a spaceman?
What do you do when you see a spaceman?
Uh-huh. You park in it, man.
Oh, gosh. When you see a spaceman, my husband backs into parking spots all of the time.
I wish I could. It drives me insane. I wish I could.
You'd prefer to?
I would love to. Then I wouldn't have any problem pulling out.
That's right. That's why he does it.
Smart.
I thought of you a few weeks ago, and I meant to text you. I was in a parking lot, and I was parked, and there was no car parked in front of me. So when I came out, I got in my car thinking, oh, I'll just drive forward and drive out. And I drove onto a thing.
Come on, get it.
A thing, that cement thing.
Yeah. Barrier, yeah.
That thing.
The sidewalk.
Uh-huh. I did. And I got my front two wheels on it, and I went, oh, Beverly. Oh, what do I do? Do I call her now and say, guess where I am? I'm hung up on a barrier.
Did you have any problem getting off of it?
No. Whew. Because I didn't keep going.
Like I did.
I thought of you, and I can't believe I forgot to text you.
For people who don't know, I actually did do that in my little tiny convertible, and I got stuck.
She went all the way over.
I thought I couldn't make it, but it was just a small car, and it got stuck.
And her wheels were not on the ground.
And they had to have a tow truck come and get me off. So you see this gargantuan of a truck getting this little tiny car.
It's a little Mini Cooper.
Yeah.
Yeah, straddling the little sidewalk. What is that called? A sidewalk? It's not really a sidewalk, is it?
It was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, this time.
Mm-hmm. Mine was just
a barrier
that you're not supposed to drive on. I think the shopping carts are supposed to go on it. Yeah, so I meant to text you and tell you about that. I thought of you immediately.
I would have wanted pictures.
And I started to laugh. I said, oh, my gosh, if she were here, this would just be hysterical. Okay.
What's the best way to carve wood?
With a knife.
Whittle by whittle.
Uh-huh. Oh, like
whittle by whittle. Whittle tiny, tiny bit. Whittle by whittle.
Hey.
Whoa.
You know how they say if a woman has little hair under her nose, if she shaves it, it will grow in thicker?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Well, not sure why people believe that shaving makes your hair thicker. It doesn't.
No.
No. It's an illusion.
Okay.
When hair is shaved, it grows back. When it does, it has a blunt tip that can appear thicker. But it isn't. once the hair comes back in, it will be the same as it always was. Besides, if shaving your head made you grow back thicker hair,
men would be happy.
Wouldn't, wouldn't you be shaving their heads all the time?
All the time.
Yeah, so don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
I need you to explain this
one to me.
I have not figured it out.
You need me to explain it to you?
Yeah, no, no. How many ears do space aliens have?
Two.
Three. The left ear, right ear, and the final front ear. Oh, I just got it.
You have to say it faster. Say it faster and enunciate.
Frontier.
Final frontier. Now, for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, we're kind of little bits of Trekkie, right?
Big bits of Trekkie.
Big bits of Trekkie.
Give me Spock any day,
and
baby.
I know. Is he still alive?
Gosh, no.
He passed just a few years ago, right?
It's been a while.
Yeah. He was great.
I think it was 2014 or
time flies. So, wow.
Yeah.
I know William Shatner is still here.
I think he's the last one.
Uhura is still here.
Uhura is not here.
She's not here?
She's gone.
Oh, my. Let's have a moment. Okay.
Thank you.
Who?
Scotty's gone.
Okay. What about the Asian guy?
I think he's still here.
Okay.
But Sulu, I think, is...
Isn't that Sulu? Isn't the Asian
Sulu
guy
Sulu?
Sulu
is the Asian guy. Who's the other one?
I think
the
here.
Russian.
The Russian, I think, is gone.
I can't remember.
Kachuk. I think...
Some shuk. Or rather.
Oh, we should know that word. Oh, my gosh. Why don't we know that?
I'm so sorry.
But anyway,
I feel like a failure.
Nimoy was really good, and
yes,
I loved
was.
It when the human part of him came out and he would laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Or remember when the human part came out and he was a Casanova?
Oh yes.
Oh, that was interesting.
Yes, yes. In the cave.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, and he fought with the emotions.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah, that was so good.
Gosh.
Doesn't that make you want to go home and watch it on demand or go to Netflix and find
kinda,
it?
Kinda.
Yeah. But William Shatner does that show. He has a TV show or something about mysteries, some kind of he sits on a stool.
Oh, that's an oldie.
Is it an oldie?
Yeah. It's
oh,
not
so he's
not
older
anymore.
Than that.
He's 90.
Oh my
something.
Goodness.
He's gonna live to be 100.
Hey, maybe so.
Could be.
I hope
out
he's enjoying.
Out of all that cast, and he stays away.
I know.
Out of all those wonderful people, we get stuck with him.
What? I like him a lot. Oh, I just watched A Twilight Zone, and he was in it.
He did a lot of sci-fi.
Oh, he was handsome.
Nimoy did science fiction, too.
Yes. I think many, many, many of the actors that we know were on things like Twilight Zone and Alfred Hitchcock.
That was so scary.
Yes.
That was really scary.
Yeah. Wow, we got real serious here talking about some serious things. Well, I don't think they're serious, but...
Well, then what do you call a snobby criminal going downstairs? A condescending.
A condescending. That's good. That's good.
What do you call someone else's cheese? Nacho cheese.
Nacho cheese. Yeah. I actually that was
you knew that one.
Yeah, it was in my head. It was there.
How do snails fight? They slug it out.
Have you eaten a snail?
No, well, yes, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't.
They were delicious.
Really?
Oh, my goodness, yes, they were.
But was
good.
It the snail that was delicious or the garlic and the butter?
Probably all of it.
Yeah.
What do you get when you cross a vampire with a snowman?
Mm-mm.
Frostbite.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's the best time to see a dentist? 2:30. Okay.
Okay, do you eat Twinkies? You eat Twinkies?
I did.
Do they last forever?
Gosh, I hope not, because they'd still be in there.
People think that they do. They last about 45 days.
Holy moly.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
The most abundant element in the Earth's crust is oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
The... Oh, I got to find the right page.
Oxygen. I don't know. Doesn't oxygen come from the air and the atmosphere?
A giraffe's neck only has seven vertebrae.
Seven vertebrae.
And a week contains 158 hours.
Oh, I forgot to do that on paper. So oxygen, air, I don't know about that. I'm going to say in the vertebrae, I think that's right. Their necks are kind of like, I think the oxygen one is false.
Well, a week really contains 168 hours.
So that is false.
Yep.
So oxygen. Boy, I probably should have paid more attention in school.
It makes up 46.6% of the Earth's mass.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. Oxygen makes up almost half of the Earth's crust in the form of oxides.
That's amazing. And a giraffe only having seven vertebrae, that's amazing.
They have to be awfully big vertebrae. Yeah,
Yes, so we are done for today. Thank you for listening. It's Lynn and
Bev.
And come back on Thursday, 8:30 in the morning, WTBR 89.7 FM.
And I hope you enjoyed the Donation Day fundraiser on the 16th.
Yes. Here.
Yes.
Right here.
We had fun.
We're going to be here.
We were here.
We were here. Yes. The look I gave her, my eyes popped right out and hit my glasses because I forgot about our recording time. So hopefully you enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
The views and opinions on this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.